This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
The sacred fire of liberty is alive and well, thanks to Jonathan E. Ward, Cheryl Chumley joining us in just a moment, Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty this hour. As we start the hour, we'll get into this more with Norm a little later, Jonathan, but Super Don claims that News with Views and your articles were also mentioned in the proper not claim that anybody who was opposed to Hillary Clinton was somehow working for Russia and propagandizing here in America.
Yeah, that's about as preposterous as you can get. There's no one who's more anti-Russian or anti-Putin, I should say, than me. I can't stand Putin. I think he's one of the biggest megalomaniacs left on the planet. He's a dictator and he's a militant pig. But anyway, they apparently think that I'm a fan of Putin's and that I'm a tool of Putin's. So they're obviously getting their information from the wrong sources.
Well, again, if there was any credibility left in media, because the Washington Post reported this anonymous source story, they're just jumping the shark all over the place. So we'll get to that a little bit more later. But Jonathan, of course, brings the heart of liberty with him everywhere he goes. And his love of liberty is something that, you know, lights us all up.
I would say that Hillary Clinton has a lot more in common with those who advocate totalitarianism than I do in spades. Remember, I'm a libertarian.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I come from the vantage point of defending individual liberty against the state, not embracing the state against the rights of individuals, which is Hillary Clinton's history. So, yeah, the fact that I dislike Hillary, along with most conservatives, does not make me an advocate of Putin.
Exactly. I mean, it's like it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out, but the morons at the Washington Post can't seem to figure it out. So we'll get to that more. I want to welcome Cheryl Chumley to the show as well. Cheryl, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
We have been watching some absurd things in the mainstream media. I'm glad you're out there writing now at CherylChumley.com, and we have you linked up as well. We'll talk about maybe Obama's disconnect, although it's, you know, I don't want to look backwards, but he can still do a little more damage while he's in office. I think one of the things I want to start out with both of you guys, the Trump pick for the HHS, the head of HHS, Dr. Price. I think this is an interesting pick. This guy, a Georgia orthopedic physician, he's also a member of the AAPS, the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, which is it's one of the best physician groups out there because they don't take pharmaceutical money. They speak very openly, candidly, and directly about the dangers of drugs and FDA approval and vaccinations. Maybe we could see a little bit of a light coming into HHS with Dr. Price. What, Jonathan, do you have any insight in that first?
Well, I'm delighted by this pick. This sends a very clear message that President Trump is serious about ending Obamacare, because there's no more strident opponent to Obamacare in the House of Representatives than Congressman Tom Price. In other words, the price is right here. Mm-hmm. So the magic of this appointment is that you have someone who's a very strong advocate of a free market, who is an enemy of big government, who believes that the medical industry has been taken over and by and large and bureaucratized by government, and who wants to deregulate medicine and create a free market in medicine. And but on the primary objective of ending Obamacare, he is precisely the person who can implement and will do so enthusiastically any legislative repeal of Obamacare, and is a good source for those things that will expand free market, patient-centric care in America. So he's a big positive factor and a very weighty move by Trump to establish his credentials on the point of ending Obamacare.
Yeah, Cheryl, I think this is an interesting pick, because it's not even though he's been in Congress for a while, but he's not an establishment physician by evidence of his membership in AAPS and what I know about those doctors.
No, and he's not really a bomb thrower either, so I think he has the potential. Yeah, he's a thoughtful guy, and I think he has the potential to even draw in some Democrats into Obamacare reform. You know, the administration, the incoming administration, is pretty clear that they want to repeal, do away with completely Obamacare and replace it with something more free market. And Price, some of his specifics are that the bill he wants to see come forward is akin to one that didn't pass in 2015, which basically it does away with those taxes, the very hated taxes included in Obamacare. It does away with the subsidies, but at the same time, it allows those for existing medical, those with existing medical conditions, they're not going to be left out in the cold during the changeover years. So I really think Price is a go-to guy. I agree with Jonathan. It's a good pick, an interesting pick, and I really think that he's one that's going to get this done on Capitol Hill.
Jonathan, do you have any interaction with Dr. Price and your work with Congressman Ron Paul over the years?
Only indirectly. I should say that one of the magnificent things about Price, he was the principal author of a bill to replace Obamacare that would have created medical savings accounts and would also have created a tax deduction for people to use their own money for health insurance at their own discretion. And they didn't have to, they could, but it would create a tax deduction enabling people to spend their own money on health insurance that would otherwise go to the government in taxes. So his solutions to the problems are exactly in line with where we should be in creating private incentives for people to take care of themselves, as opposed to government mandates that dictate precisely the kind of medical care that they should receive through health insurance mandates. So it's gonna open up the marketplace. His bill also would have broken down state barriers to interstate health insurance, so that health insurance could compete across the nation over state bounds, as opposed to being locked into regional or local plans.
How much can we hope that real freedom begins to seep into this system, whatever they end up changing it to? I know it's going to have some semblance of moving that direction. But, well, Jonathan, you've worked with the bureaucratic oligarchy for years against it, and there's such an inertia there. What can be done?
Well, the biggest thing that needs to be done is a privatization of Medicare, getting us out of Medicare. And Price was a major advocate of privatization of Medicare and has a plan for doing that. Whether Trump wishes to take that up or not, I don't know. During the campaign, he indicated he would keep Medicare in place. But over time, there's no real way to bring back full private competition, free enterprise into medicine without getting rid of the behemoth that is Medicare. And that is possible through a system that would basically encourage private investment and savings for an insurance as a combination solution to replace the government system of Medicare, which is only, you know, going to collapse financially in the next decade because of the enormous amount of outlays associated with Medicare for the boomers as they increasingly demand more and more from the system. So there's got to be at least some movement in that direction, and Price will be able to articulate how that can be done to President Trump.
Nice. Now let me ask Cheryl about transitioning here on another thing. As the president-elect starts to select cabinet-level positions like Price, we're liking. What about this idea? He's still floating out Romney as a possible Secretary of State. What's your sense of this?
Yeah, he is still floating Romney, and I'm not a big fan of that pick. You know, Romney was just completely vicious and nasty to Trump on the campaign trail. And he actually went above and beyond what other establishment Republicans did. He held a press conference just simply to tear into Trump. And the idea that now Trump is considering him in this diplomatic spot is pretty puzzling to a lot of us on the right. I like Giuliani. He's still being talked about, but the word is that Giuliani has too many overseas business dealings that put him in a conflict. So, interestingly, General Petraeus is being talked about now. He seems to be emerging as a top candidate who could maybe topple Romney from that top spot.
Jonathan, are you hearing anything out there on the D.C. street?
Well, there is this notion, which I think may be valid. It certainly makes the most sense. Well, first of all, with regard to Romney, there can be no more two-faced or phony person than Romney. I mean, Romney, just a few months ago, was saying that Trump was a phony, that Trump was a fraud, that he was a disreputable person, and that no one, decent person, could affiliate themselves with him, and that as a result, no one should be voting for him. The Republican Party should eschew him. And he led a movement to try to destroy Trump's candidacy. Now, with Trump as president, Romney's doing what he characteristically does do, which is cozy up to power. And he eats his own words in spades and comes out and says, oh, Trump's a great guy, and I know Trump now, and he's wonderful, and, completely destroys his own integrity in the process because it proves that either he was an idiot before or he's an idiot now, but somewhere along the way he became an idiot.
Not looking good.
You know, he shouldn't be the Secretary of State, that's for sure, and I don't think Trump's playing it that way. I think Trump's actually causing him to eat his own words. That would be my hope.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. Also, check out CherylChumley.com, latest article on Obama's disconnect. Man, it's just bad. But take a look before he leaves. In the meantime, we'll come back and talk about the Mexican carrier American deal.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trump's not even president yet, and apparently got Carrier, air conditioning company manufacturer, to retain jobs that were about to be abandoned for Mexico. I don't know if Mexico is filing a grievance with the United Nations at this point, but on them. We care about the jobs here in America right now. Cheryl Chumley is here, CherylChumley.com, and of course, Jonathan Emord. Cheryl, how did he pull this off? He's not even president yet.
Yeah, it's amazing the jobs that Trump can save when he's not even been seated in office yet, not even been sworn in. And these aren't just any jobs. These jobs, according to a Wall Street Journal analysis, they pay about $30 an hour. So it's 1,100 jobs that he saved in, you know, basically not even a pen and cell phone that Obama uses, just basically by the very fact that he announces he's going to be a pro-business president. He took a tour through the factories with his vice president, Pence. And so now we've got Mexico howling, but we have great things going on in America with the economy already, and I predict it's going to be more of the same in the years to come.
No doubt. Well, Jonathan, you know, one of the reasons that we acknowledge here that a Carrier organization or any of these corporations have fled the United States is regulation and tax policy. I mean, isn't that clear? I mean, it's just not hard to see, is it?
Well, it's not hard for Trump to see, and I think that's one of the reasons why he's been so effective so early in the Carrier situation. He just came in there. We don't know what he said, but you can probably imagine what he said. He probably said, look, I appreciate your economic hardships here. I'm going to alleviate those problems when I get in because I'm going to take an axe to regulatory restraints and taxes that are adversely affecting your ability to conduct business, but I need you to make a commitment. I need you to stay here. And if you don't stay here, as well as any other company that doesn't, I pledge that I'm going to impose taxes that are significant in the other direction if you don't. So I'm giving you a heads up. I don't want you to go. I know you've articulated a plan to go. I want you to reverse that. I want you to stay. here, and I want you to announce that you will stay here. And I think they read the writing on the wall. I mean, it's not hard for them. And I think when they receive direct input from him and the assurances, and as they're watching these cabinet picks, you know, the Secretary of Treasury, for example, and realize these are people that are likely to implement a very rigorous deregulatory and tax reduction plan, and he's articulated that this is something he's going to push through in the first 100 days, along with numerous other things. This will be the most active executive branch legislative agenda in the last 12 years, even through actually the last 16 years. And it promises significant reduction in taxation and regulation, among many other things. So I think they're looking forward to that. They don't want to be on the outside with him, and I think he just pressured him into it, not in a mean sort of way, but in a mm-hmm. serious way. And I think they looked at the advantages and disadvantages and decided it would be better to go along. Now, they didn't make their commitment could change, but then they would have to deal with Trump. But they have made a commitment, a very firm one for the moment, and it's saving 1,000 jobs, 1,100 jobs. How about that?
Yeah, and we're not talking burger flippers or, you know, jobs that are only government paid, if you will.
We've seen 8 years of Obama, and not in a single instance did Obama actually go in and meet with business executives to do this. To the contrary, the only time he met with business executives was to come up with Obamacare, to expand government, rather than to relieve people of the burdens of government.
Well, that goes to the heart of what Cheryl wrote about with Obama's disconnect as he's on the way out, Cheryl.
Yeah. Did you read that? Yeah. Obama is, I don't know, this is what we would expect from Obama. In a recent interview with Rolling Stone magazine, he basically blamed all the election losses and the discord that people feel toward Democrats right now on Fox News. Specifically, he said the white working class voter goes to restaurants and bars and they watch Fox News, and I guess the propaganda put out by Fox News sways them into thinking conservatives' politics are the way to go. And so that's his excuse. So never mind Obamacare, never mind open borders. It's all about Fox News and the failure of white working class voters to see the light.
Yeah. Well,
I'll tell you, on the way out, he's a dangerous character because he just take a look at the EPA and the number of regulations they're promulgating here in the last days.
Right.
I mean, they're putting out regulations right and left, and they are costing hundreds of millions of dollars to American industry. And Obama's pushing them through, getting them out, and that's just one agency.
Yep. We'll also talk about the 21st Century Cures Act coming up. Also, the FTC's attempt to regulate homeopathy out of the market. Cheryl Chumley, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out
bag. Hey, guys, what's up?
And you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it, Sacred Fire of Liberty happening. We don't stop on the breaks. We got Jonathan Emord here, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Emord.com. And we're joined now by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Norm, welcome back, my friend. It's good to have you on board, too.
Great to be with you guys.
All right. Now, my first question to Jonathan, and I mentioned this before, but the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, has come out with some kind of autonomous ruling to say that all homeopathic products, which are drugs according to the FDA because it was grandfathered in the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938, passed in 1939. The pharmacopoeia was established, HPUS acknowledged. Now they're saying suddenly that you have to have disclaimers on any drug, OTC drug labels that are homeopathic. How can they pull this off, and is there any remedy?
Well, they can pull it off because they can issue any kind of decision that they want, no matter how cockamamie it is. The majority of the commission, not all commissioners, but the majority, the people with the power to decide at the commission have been, for the Obama term, the last 8 years, stridently anti-market, and they view with a jaundiced view eye virtually any statement made by a commercial enterprise. They think it's just inherently deceptive because they don't believe in a free market.
Well, they sort of believe in a monopoly market for pharmaceutical drugs, though. I haven't seen a lot of activity against them, have you?
Well, no, but they don't have regulatory jurisdiction over our advertising for drugs. That's left with the Food and Drug Administration. It's an exception.
But why wouldn't that be the same for homeopathic drugs, right? They're drugs.
Well, they're talking about OTC drugs here, homeopathic OTC drugs, and what they're saying is that essentially they don't think homeopathic OTC drugs have any efficacy, so they're going to require a disclaimer on those products that basically state that this product has no proof that it's efficacious at all, and that it's based on invalid
data. They say writings from the 1700s,
yeah.
Yet none of the authoritative texts on homeopathy date in the 1700s.
Right. This is the kind of schlock that they have become known for. I'm sorry to say, and it's patently in contradiction to the plain intended meaning of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which meant for homeopathic drugs and remedies to be available to the American consumer. And if you don't understand what a product is for, how can you know whether to buy it or not? They wish to block out of the market, that is, cast a pall of censorship over the OTC homeopathic market so that people don't understand what these products are for, and they kill the market.
Well, that's running a protection racket for the allopathic pharmaceutical drugs at this point.
Right. Now, this is a guidance document, and they profess that it doesn't have the force of law. But in point of fact, this administration over and over again has used guidance documents to chill speech in the market, to alter market behavior, and to lay a foundation for enforcement. And that's what's happening here. The Trump people will come in, and hopefully they'll take this out, root it out, and destroy it, withdraw it, and prevent it from having any impact. But this is part and parcel of this flurry of activity by the Obama administration through the regulatory agencies, now at the end of the administration, to get through a bunch of leftist, pro-government policies that they wish to get out before they leave, in the hopes that they'll stay. If the new administration is helpful in this regard, they'll get rid of these things. I'm hopeful that whoever becomes the chairman of the FTC and the majority members of the new FTC, that they will get rid of this guidance.
Beautiful. Well, we got to see that. Otherwise, these companies are going to have to sue the FTC over these non-force of law claims that they now have to have a disclaimer to say their products don't even work.
I think they're good claims that can be brought against the FTC. But unfortunately, with the guidance, you first have to go through the FTC. But that would be a prime opportunity towards the end of the administration to file a petition to withdraw that guidance. And that's what should be done, so that the new people coming in can see that and can act on it to get rid of it. And hopefully they'll do that without the necessity of then filing an appeal to the courts about it.
Okay. Well, on to the 21st Century Cures Act. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. You've written about this. You've blogged on it as well. I called it further delegitimization of the federal government, because they're basically, some would say, well, they're lowering the bar to make drugs come out faster. But the reality is they're establishing basically a way to bring things out that have little to no efficacy or safety. For instance, the vaccine issue, which has become a bigger issue in this campaign than ever before, with Trump's acknowledgement of vaccine dangers. That's only one aspect of this, but what are you seeing problematic in the 21st Century Cures Act?
Well, I see a number of things. First of all, I think that there's threats to medical, there's potential dangers to medical privacy in it. As Twyla Blase of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom has, pronunciation of her name has pointed out, it is massive spending, and the claim is made that, well, it scores as budget neutral. But, of course, there's gimmicks in there, like they say that they're going to make the money by selling oil. Now, maybe OPEC may have inadvertently helped offset this bill this week by agreeing a new cartel arrangement that is apparently going to raise oil prices. That is a problem. They added in there a new several billion dollar grant program for opioid abuse, which is just a war on painkillers and more government interference in the practice of medicine. And they stuck on there a gigantic new mental health program, chock full of mandates and spending. And ironically, they did this as they were talking about what to do about repealing Obamacare. Well, here's one thing Republicans can do to take a step towards repealing Obamacare. Don't create Tim Murphy Care. He's the Pennsylvania representative who's really shepherded the mental health bill through in the lame duck, especially by sticking it onto another great big government boondoggle. I know that from watching the debate, Elizabeth Warren, who I don't always trust, to say the least, she's really not my favorite senator. I guess I would say that she may be marginally better than Ted Kennedy, who held that seat for many years. She was actually down on the floor making some fairly cogent arguments about this. Of course, she's misguided on cause and effect, but she was arguing about several provisions here, which are basically giveaways and special privileges to the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
Of course, she won't go further and say what we need is a true free market and to get rid of the FDA and the other systems that encourage this crony capitalism, which ties back to what you and Jonathan were just talking about. Because it's interesting that, one of the reasons that bureaucrats like at agencies like the FDA and the FTC feel comfortable going after homeopathics and other alternative medicine is because, quite frankly, those industries can't afford to hire, 5 lobbyists for every congressional office that the pharmaceutical and the military industrial complex and the other big corporations do.
Yeah, very good
point. And I'm just looking up here. If you go to Campaign for Liberty blog, you'll find a link to some of my old blog posts on the Cures Act. And the privacy thing I was mentioning too is that it does authorize handing over your private healthcare data to corporate and government outsiders for for medical research. And in this day and age of cybersecurity, and every week you hear a member of Congress or a political figure talk about the threats of cybersecurity, of hacking. It seems insane to further another mandatory use of your medical records.
Yeah, we talk about doctor-patient relationships. They're toast under this. Not that they were awesome beforehand. As I said, government intrusion. And my uncle, God rest his soul, warned me as a physician, a medical doctor, many years ago in the late 70s, early 80s, he said, you do not want to go into medicine because the government is going to take it over. You know, he was 30 years prior to it. He saw where it was going, and he was right. And so good people that want to be doctors realize they're working for the government. Or maybe insurance companies, but there aren't really insurance companies anymore because they exist basically in the narrow confines of what Obamacare has said they're allowed to give. So there's no market forces in play at all.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's a point that something else that I linked to is a great article from or actually from last year when the mental health bill first came up by Michael Cannon and of the Cato Institute, excuse me, and he explains that this bill is basically a big government bill and it nationalizes mental health treatment. Why did we elect a Republican Congress to repeal Obamacare if all they're going to do is pick and choose other forms of health care that they want to nationalize?
Well, to your point, to Jonathan's point as well, that we'll stand against both liberals and conservatives when they're for big government. And in this case, the vast majority of Republicans, the vast majority of Democrats voted for the 21st Century Cures Act. I know we had Massey that didn't vote for it. Amash didn't vote for it. I think Sanford in South Carolina didn't vote for it. So there are people of principle that said, you know what, this is not good. Even if you can point to something in it that you'd say, well, that's pretty good. Overall, this is a disaster of a bill. Go ahead. ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely the case. This bill would give, you know, first of all, you start with a broken FDA. You have an FDA that is a captive of the drug industry and does its bidding, even to the extent of overruling its own medical reviewers by the political managers operating there to overrule them and protect the interests of the industry and causing unsafe drugs and unsafe medical devices to get into the market. There's been a steady stream of whistleblowers from FDA who have testified in Congress that this has happened over and over and over again, causing lives to be lost, people to suffer enormous injury. Well, with that broken system, now you're giving the FDA huge new powers of discretion that will enable them to expand that corruption massively. You allow, under this bill, you can lower the standards for drug approval at the whim of the secretary, and you can create tailored standards in particular cases. You can look at secondary endpoints instead of primary endpoints, mm-hmm. which frequently the scientists tell us lead to inaccurate results. That's incorporated into this bill, given the new authority to the FDA
to do more. The bureaucrats become the doctors practicing without a license. Not that I'm into licenses, by the way, but you don't need the bureaucrats doing this. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All the links to the topics we're discussing today on the Air Sacred Fire of Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Emord and right now Norm Singleton for the Campaign for Liberty are available at robertscottbell.com. If you ever miss a show, available immediately at GCN. They get those archives up pretty quick, our syndicator. And then, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. Red Nation Rising, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, and of course SoundCloud, and we have links at robertscottbell.com. So thank you all for being here. I was talking with Jonathan and Norm on the break. Apparently the House passed the Cures Act, but it still has to go to the Senate. Chances are, as it looks now, it may pass, but it's not a done deal. So if you're so motivated and you have the adrenal power, I hope you do because you listen to this show, contact your senators and get them to put a stop to the 21st Century Cures Act. So there is an opportunity to maybe curtail this before it becomes law, Norm. Is that correct?
There is. And like I said, it depends on the Senate. We'll see when the Senate comes up with that. I know that it's something they're going to do next week. There's like three or four things that the House has been working on. Of course, the big one is the continuing resolution. But there's going to be some other things, and they're going to keep trying to get the Cures Act through before they go home for Christmas and come back for the new president.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll report with you on that as well next week. Hopefully it will not have passed, but we'll just put the word out for everybody to take a step to put the stop to it. Otherwise, we're just going to have to nullify the hell out of the federal government even before Trump gets into office, and then we'll see what happens next. I was talking with Jonathan, and we opened the show today. I was looking at the prop or not thing, the whole thing that the Washington Post claims, this anonymous source saying that everybody, pretty much in media, new media, that was against Hillary was seemingly a tool or a paid-for media outlet for Putin and Russia. And they even mentioned News with Views, where Jonathan has many articles over the years. I'm still trying to get from Super Don, if his name was mentioned, actually, but still, by association, not even would Jonathan Emord write on behalf of Russia. We know that for a fact. But, Norm, do you know any of your friends that are now considered Russian propagandists?
Well, I actually, a few. I noticed that the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, because it criticizes American foreign policy, I assume was named in that. I noticed that antiwar.com, again, for the same reason, and they were actually investigated by the FBI in 2003, which is, was so they have a history of running afoul of the powers that be, to their great credit and honor. Zero Hedge, which is a kind of a dissident website, was named, and it was just an interesting, what was really interesting to me about it too is that they named the Drudge Report, which everybody knows what that is, and that's the biggest website, I believe, in the world, at least for news. And it's the first site I go to in the morning because he not only has all the major news on the top of his page, but his links are incredibly valuable because you can get the news and opinion of all the major sites, left, right, and center, libertarian and to far left and everything in between. Yet he's always seemed to me very neutral. Yet he's accused of being Russian propaganda. But I guess when you try and print a wide variety of sources, he may lean right a little bit in his favoritism. But I've never thought of him as someone who is particularly dovish or otherwise. But what's really scary about this is that it's not just that they said, we shouldn't be in Syria, we shouldn't be in the Ukraine. Putin is not domestically the monster that he's portrayed of by our liberal media, but they extended it to say things like you're extending you're helping Russia if you believe in the gold standard.
Wow.
That's a All form right. of McCarthyism, really. It's a form of McCarthyism.
It is. Brutality. Yeah.
It is. It's another form of McCarthyism. Brilliant. Hey, Norm, we're out of time. I know it goes too quickly with you. Go check him out, Campaign for Liberty, the blog. Right. We have him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as well as Jonathan Emord. Thanks for keeping that lit, that sacred fire of liberty for us all, Jonathan.
You're welcome.
And thanks to Cheryl Chumley as well, folks. Trump, is he really going after Big Pharma? We'll find out next. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jeans.